With hot, dry weather, steep terrain, high winds, and the current fuel conditions, the Dollar Ridge fire has moved quickly and in multiple directions. Evacuations have been put in place in several subdivisions in the area. Strawberry Gorge, Camelot Resort, the Current Creek subdivision, and the Pinyon Ridge subdivisions are under mandatory evacuation. The fire has exhibited long-range spotting, which means flames can jump a distance up to half a mile and have already jumped roads and fire lines. Winds blowing from the southwest have made it very smoky, with air quality alerts in areas of the Uinta Basin. Wasatch County Fire Chief Ernie Giles told KPCW the fire has mostly burned Forest Service land but jumped the Strawberry River on Monday.
About 80%, I would say, has been on forest and the rest on private, but it did breach the Wild Strawberry, started onto the south or north side of the river, and that's when it burned up to these cabins.
Giles hasn't seen a Type 1 fire designation in the 30 years he's been with the fire district. He says the conditions are severe and that crews have to back off containment efforts during the day when the winds kick up. Gusts are expected to hit 35 to 40 miles per hour, which has made it dangerous and fast moving. Helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft can't fly safely in those conditions.
Turned it over to a Type 1, which is FEMA will be involved in it. It's huge. It's like a California fire. It was a Type 1. Just more resources gives us a bigger pool to get, you know, larger aircraft, and it puts us on a more of a priority list. I don't know that Wasatch County's ever had a Type 1 fire.
Giles says the aircraft are dropping retardant and doing defensive work from the air to protect property. They don't have a count of how many structures have been burned, but they know there has been property loss. He says the winds pick up around 11 a.m. and the blaze becomes very dangerous. The firefighters have to retreat from the containment work, but they work up the flank of the burned areas.
I mean, we try to be a little more proactive with them so that we can stay, you know, ahead of the game when the fire is traveling, you know, by 35 mile an hour wind blowing, and then it creates its own. I mean, it's just like, I mean, it was running them canyons like crazy yesterday.
They've had a couple hundred people working on the fire, including about 20 from the Wasatch Fire District. Giles says they don't know the cause of the fire yet, but it is under investigation. He says the conditions make this a dangerous fire.
It's not worth somebody's life. That's what I told them. If we don't catch it today, we'll catch it tomorrow. If we don't catch it tomorrow, we'll get it next week. And if not next week, next month.
The state forester has issued a fire restriction order in Summit County, restricting all open burns, including the use of all fireworks, cutting, grinding, and welding. This includes cigarette smoking unless the area is clear of vegetation. For more information, go to summitcounty.org/firewarden. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.